Hello and welcome to the Monday, September 24th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Las Vegas, Nevada. Just as a reminder, on Friday, Microsoft released the announced out-of-band patch for the Internet Explorer zero-day vulnerability. The security bulletin is 2012-63 and it includes a roll-up patch for Internet Explorer, just like what we usually see released as part of the monthly patch Tuesday. Internet Explorer 6, 7, 8, and 9 are affected, running on pretty much any current version of Windows. Apply it and don't assume that this will be the last time that you hear about vulnerabilities in Internet Explorer. Take a look at the Enhanced Mitigation Experience Toolkit or EMIT from Microsoft and see if you can apply it in your environment. This is typically the workaround that you do have to apply, and it's always hard to apply these workarounds sort of in a rush. So take the time and look at this kit. It seems to provide some really meaningful additional layers of protection. In another update, again, sort of out of band, Microsoft released a patch for Adobe Flash Player vulnerabilities in Internet Explorer 10. This update is only important for you if you're running the Windows 8 pre-release that you probably downloaded from TechNet, as Windows 8 isn't actually officially available yet, but there are a few million people that have the pre-release running. This is why Microsoft did release this patch. I say this is sort of out of band because really for Windows 8, there is no patch cycle yet. It's not yet part of Microsoft's monthly patch Tuesday. Now, this patch isn't so far important that this fixes some older vulnerabilities in Flash, older meaning for the last month or so, but you can't just update a Flash on Windows 8 and Internet Explorer 10. Internet Explorer 10 includes a Flash in itself, kind of like what Chrome is doing, so you really have to apply Microsoft's patch for these vulnerabilities. And while we're talking about Microsoft, an odd change at Hotmail to its password policy. With everybody talking about stronger passwords and pass phrases, Hotmail no longer allows passwords longer than 16 characters. Arbitrary length limits usually are the result of actually storing the password in clear text. If the password is hashed, then it has the same length. The hash always has the same length, no matter what the original password size was. Kind of indicates that they have some kind of database table that only allows for 16 characters for the password. Turns out if you used a longer password in the past, you can still use it to log in, but only the first 16 characters are actually checked. So if you just cut it off down to 16 characters, you're still able to log in. It's not clear whether that was always the case, and Microsoft or Hotmail now made this sort of an official policy. Last week I talked about how iOS 5 was found to be vulnerable at the Pwn2Own contest in Amsterdam. Well, it turns out that the Samsung Galaxy S3 running Android 4.04 fell as well in this contest. Now, Android 4.04 is not the latest version of Android. Interestingly, the compromise used the near-field communication sensor, NFC sensor, and Android's Beam application that can be used to transfer files using near-field communication. The Beam application is typically not executing files that are being sent. However, in this case, a buffer overflow in the application was used to allow for code execution. And to complete the compromise, the attackers then used a privilege escalation vulnerability to actually gain full control of the device. So by combining these two exploits, the attacker took complete control. The Beam application itself does not run as root, so it took that second exploit. Of course, the exploit should work on other Android devices with NFC support, but the Samsung device was the one that was part of the contest, and this is why they used this particular device. The team that created the exploit noted that the exploit, probably the vulnerability, still exists in the latest version of Android, but it may be harder, if not impossible, to exploit it. So we don't really know if this really applies to the latest version of Android. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.